There's not a time that when I leave, my wife will salute me if I'm going to Jefferson. I leave 3 times a day. Why? Because I always let her know where I'm going. I don't ever want to. I learned this early in my marriage. I don't ever want to have difficulties with my wife and leave her and something happens to one of us. That we're very regretful for that. I don't want to do that with my brothers. I may have to straighten a brother out and I will say, it's over, all right, it's finished. All right, give me a hug. I love you. Shalom. That's it. I will not even allow my wife to take something beyond the magnitude where it ought to go. I say, that's it. It's finished. It's all shut up. Finish. Yabarakia. All right. Bless you. Okay. Shalom, 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 shalom. All right. Period. It's over with. Period. What are you? I'm the strength of my home. I'm the strength. I'm the strength in my home. Hallelujah. That's what I am. My character is going to be the strength of that home. Oh, she can change the furniture all she wants. I don't care. She can move this around, move that around. Woman, what's wrong with you? She can change a bit. It can't change it around but 2 or 3 ways anyway. Who did that for you? Well, Deacon Horn changed that. I'm not going to do that. I have no problem with that. But when it comes to the Torah of my home, I am the lawgiver in my home. I'm the Torah giver. I am the Torah giver. I am the Torah giver. I am the Torah giver. And any man that is not the Torah giver, he is a weak, effeminate man. And anyone, that woman that reduce her man down to that, you are not even a Jezebel. Even a Jezebel will strengthen a man. You're not even that. To cause him to disfavor the Torah of Yah, you're a fool, woman. And man, you submit unto that corrupt spirit. You're not even a man. You're not even an effeminate thing. I hit very hard. I still can hit. Hallelujah. Yes, I can. He says in the second letter to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 13:12. Hallelujah. He says it. Did I read verse 21? I'll read it. Just go to 2 Corinthians 13:12. He said, the salutations of Mishaola with my hand. He said, I greet you all. I bless you all. It's good to have a man of Yah to barak you, daughter of Zion. That's how you strengthen one another. Hallelujah. That's what ought to make the brothers' day when they go out. You brothers that have to work, you get up, sister. Not saying that you're not up. Make sure when your man leaves the house, you barak him. Salutation. Bless you, husband. Hallelujah. That's all right, sister. You don't realize what they were creating in your daughter. What it produces in her life. And man, you say to her, shalom, wife. When he comes home, be there for him. You know what time he gets home, don't you? You be home and salute him. Shalom, husband. Salutations of the year. And man, you look forward to that. Shalom, wife. Shalom. She was hot in here, but shalom, shalom. You could be in Bangladesh. Water up to here. Feces and dead animals, dead bodies floating, bacteria. 2 million people displaced, 1 million plus. 2 million or better, they can't count them all. Probably 3 or 4 million displaced there. Shanty shacks washed away. They see the sores in their bodies. Come on. And it's still 120 degrees, and it's humid. And they die, the little children, and enough milk in the mama's titty. Hallelujah. She's the same thing every day, rice. A little bit of tea, some bread, maybe some milk. You ought to rise and salute him. Yeah, Deacon Horn leaving out. Rise in the morning, be up, salute him. Bless you, man of Yah. I salute you. Don't lay on your lazy butt in the bed sleeping. I don't care what your physical state is. How you feel, get up, you lazy thing. Hallelujah. What's wrong with many of you all day? You're lazy. Some of you sisters are lazy as hell. And I say that. You couldn't be out there in the world working jobs and get by what you get by here. You're going to stop it anyway. I watch some of this. I watch you particular. I watch you miss prayer every meal. And I see you even walking with the baby in the stroller. What a damnable wickedness. All of a sudden, you couldn't do that. If you want a job, you will not go to Walmart that evening. Because you know the boss will, if he see you, fire. Yeah, he would. You're not going to take advantage of the things of y'all here. I don't care, as Deacon Horn said, I don't care if husband, wife, I don't care who leaves from here. No, I'm just telling you that. I got folks who want to come here. I'm not bringing them here. Hallelujah. We're going to continue just like we are. We're all right. Hallelujah. And that's the way it's going to be. He said, greet one another with a kodash kiss. Oh, the kodash kiddushans salute you. Salute every, not some. Does it say that in verse 2 Corinthians 13:13? All the kodash saints, kiddushim, salute you. And if you are pure and set apart, you will salute one another. You will bring salutations. That is vitally important, brothers and sisters. How do I know that? Do you know how I know that? Will you believe me if I tell you from the book? Every day in the cool of the evening, Yah will come down and he will salute Adam. Every day he will salute him. And he knew that day when he came down that there was no salutation, something was wrong. Did he not know that? Even Yah salutes us. Even Yahweh does. And we can't salute one another. I don't care what pain your husband caused you, you salute him. Man, I don't care what she's done, you still salutations. You come on in the evening, I salute your wife. Shalom, brach your wife. If you go out there and speak to the wicked, speak to some Jezebel out there, and your wife, you can't salute her, you twisted fool of a man, you Nabal. We think that these things are elementary and they have no value. We are like children. We are elementary. These kids will salute each other in the morning. Watch them. Hey, Aaron, where you going? Hey, Josiah, where we going? Come here. Abner, come on, let's go, come on. They will salute each other. And we as adults, we are so immature, and we think we have something. And we possess nothing. We're ignorant people because we are unlearned. And we don't want to learn. That's the sad part. Show me, Yah. Teach me. I want him to teach me. Shaul says unto Philippians 4:21. I'm going to move because I want to finish this. He says, salute every kadash kiddushim of in Yahshua HaMashiach. The brethren which are with me greet you. Now he tells us here in Philippians 4:21, salute or barak every kodesh Israelite brother in HaMashiach. Now that, is that, does it say that in that book? Does it say salute some or all? All of them, cool. So I don't care what your emotion is toward a brother or sister, you salute them, every last one of them. You salute them. I don't care what you're going through. You salute them. Rakyu, shalom, 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 morning. I don't like to use the word good because I understand that if anything, tough. Hallelujah. There are certain things in my vocabulary I just will not use because I understand the significance of it and the carrier or what they denote. Hallelujah. So I'd rather say shalom. The preachers, their brothers, they call me, what Pastor Pennington, he knows when we always greet each other, shalom, shalom, Pastor. And every time we leave, we shalom, 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 Yisrael. Hallelujah. You think I went down there and preached without greeting Yisrael? Before I began, shalom, Yisrael. Shalom. You know that was an old man that drove 1,000+ miles from Texas? You know what he came for? He wanted to ask me a question. He had questions to ask me. Because no other preacher could ask you that. And this preacher said, they stutter, they sputter, but this man of y'all did not. Man drove over 1,000 miles to ask me a question. He knows all the preachers too. But this preacher's not cut out of the cloth like the other ones. And that's the truth. Whether you buy it or not. He says here, hallelujah, in the 4th chapter of Philippians 4:22. He says, all the Kodash, Kid Oshim, salute you. Chiefly they that are Caesar's, household. He said, all the Yisrael Kiddushim greet you. They barak you. Most of all, those that are in the house of Caesar that are believers. That's why the implication of Ya'ai barak you. It tells you how you bow. When you say to a brother or sister barak you, you mean you bow and you honor you preferring them. Hallelujah. Even if you don't understand what it means, use the expression, the Arabic expression. There are certain words we ought to use. I was trying to get you all to change that song. Give Torah unto Yah. Get thankful. No, Torah! Well, you don't hear me going that way. Just sing it like that. You tell me words do not have meanings, brothers and sisters. Words have grave implications. And the way they express, the way they're said, the order and the grammar formation they're spoken, they have grave implications. If I walked in the house every day and called my wife what you call a female dog, you tell me that will not become oppressive to her. If I walked in the house every day and not speaking to my wife, not communicating, there's no dialogue. Do you not tell me that will not become a separating factor in our lives? When I can go out there and talk to some wicked woman, when I can talk to a little girl like that, some little young child like that, and I can't talk to my wife, there's no interaction with her, something is wrong with me. Something is drastically wrong. When there is no spontaneity, there's no essence of wonderful time. No, come on, something is wrong. Same thing with her. You become divided and separated until you began to salute each other and see what it begins to have. Just begin a salutation. Shalom. Maybe hard to say it. That's difficult to believe that. That's hard to say that to someone you say you love. You don't have no love. To say to me, shalom, yabrakya. That's difficult. This is a sad generation, isn't it? Colossians 4:10. I'm going to move a little quickly here, all right? You all bear with me. I'm going to skip down verse 11 to verse 12 and verse 15. Colossians. Artachus, my fellow prisoner, greet you, salute you. And Marcus, sister, son of Barnabas, touching whom you receive the mitzvah, if he come to you, receive him. Verse 12 of the same chapter. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Yeshua. Now he told him what his position was. He served Yeshua. He loved the testimony. He had the true witness of HaMashiach. He said, barak you. He salutes you all. You always labor fervently for you in tefillah, that you may stand perfect and complete in the will of Yahweh. Now, why would Shaul say that he barak you, salute you, if this did not have grave implication? Can you imagine how their love was restored, the vim of that gathering was restored, to hear that salutation coming from a brother that labors for them? He salutes you. Isn't it wonderful to hear greetings from those from a far land? It is to me when I hear from brothers from different parts of the world. It does something to me. It just blesses my love greatly. How they salute me. Shalom, Pastor Robert. Yah barak you. Yah bless you. You and the congregation there at Victory. Yahweh's congregation. That blesses me. Brother Mike, they never write a letter without blessing or saluting the congregation here in Jefferson. And that's the way it should be done. They all barak you. Verse 15. He says, Shaul says, barak or salute the brothers, which in Laodicea, Anifas, the assembly which is in his house. Shaul said, barak them, bless them. Let them know that the blessings of Yah. We send greetings. We salute them. That's the way we should do it. We should send greetings and shalom. We should barak our fellow laborers, prisoners of the Emunah of Yah and Yahshua. In Thessalonica, 2 Thessalonica 3:16. And if you look in your concordance, listen to me, if you look in your concordance, most of you, 90%, 95% of you, 99% of you will never study anything anyway. I can look on your expression, your faces. You know the years that my wife and I We sat there and I would literally teach scripture. Now, I don't do it like I used to because Sister Robert, she really does a lot of studying, really. But I would teach scripture to my wife. I would teach it. I would preach it in my home. I did that, brothers and sisters. And she's reached a point of certain maturity. She can take it on from there. Because everything I talk, it has a spiritual implication in my home. And I talk scripture. I was ignorant of a lot of things, but I talk scripture. I preached it. Our conversation today when we're talking, we may talk about incident, but I talk scripture. I see how it lines up with scripture. When Yah sits in the midst of us, to say this, Daddy, his avata, I like it when you call me son. Don't you realize you're bestowing the Esha of Yah upon me, Daddy? You stop that. It makes me excited when you say, son. Don't ever lose that, son. Hallelujah. I call my brother son too. They're my sons. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Shall, as he concluded with a prayer for the people in Thessalonica, and he greets them. He said, now Yahshua HaMashiach of Shalom, of peace, himself, he said, gives you shalom always by all means. Yahweh be with you all. Verse 17, the salutation of Shaul with my own hand, which is the token in every, look what he said. You know that I've written this, and I salute you, I brought you. And every one of my epistles I've written unto you, so I write, I have spoken salutation, I brought you. In every one of my letters, all of my writings, I saluted the people of Yah. I brought them, I bestowed the blessing of Yah, I spoke the blessings of Yah upon them. That's what the salutation does. Come on, woman, your husband goes out in the morning, you don't know what his battle will be that day. That's what the salutation does. It strengthens him because he's got something to look forward to come home for. I would hate to have to come home to a crazy ass wife. I say it that way because if she acts like a jackass and a fool, that's what she... I would hate to have to come back. I would hate for my wife to have to come home and act with a fool of a neighbor or of a husband. I would hate that. That's not even a home when, if I come home, she doesn't salute me. I don't salute her. Matter of fact, she ought to walk out when she sees me coming and salute me. Hey, wife, come on. Get up when you see the man coming. You know when he's coming. Get up and meet him and greet him. Well, just peck him on the cheek. That's all right to kiss him on the cheek. Kiss your husband. What did he say? Salute him with a Kodesh kiss? All right, salute him with a Kodesh kiss. All right. You salute him that way. And I'll salute him with a kiss. All right. Does it say that? Is this pure? Then if we know that it is tough to do and we do it not, then what is it? It's sin. It's defying Torah. There's a Torah salutation. What do you mean? There's a law in saluting and greeting. It is not normal. It is abnormal when one does not know how to salute one. It is not normal. Their mind doesn't function right. Okay, what you see, Brother Yosef? And the reason I'm teaching this, Deacon Horn and I was talking one day. This is what really brought the strength of this message because I, believe me, I had something else I was going to preach today. I just got this hour before service. Hour two. Deacon Horn and I was talking one day and we were talking about salutation. Barak. And I said, you know, Deacon Horn, there's no brother around here like Brother Yosef when it comes to salutation. He said, that's the fact. He said, if that man passed that shop 10 times a day, he's going to salute me. I brock you. Okay, how many times? I come in the dining hall, I brock, I speak to the people, and as soon as I sit down, he looks up there, he's smiling, and he gives me a salute. A salutation. How do I reciprocate that? Just don't do it. Don't look at Brother Yosef. It is, with all that glee of emotional expression, what do I do? Even if I'm upset, not alone, don't salute me, Yosef. I got to salute him. Have to. He said, I don't care if he passed that shop 10 times. There's a salutation. He salutes me. Something is that normal, brother, when you come in the company of the brothers, you don't salute them. There are many times that young man, he'll see me, he's coming home. He doesn't have to say, hey, Pastor Robert, but that's a salutation. He doesn't know what a salutation is. That's honor. If he sees me, he doesn't look away the other way, not to salute. Something goes wrong with you when you don't want to salute a brother. Something is twisted and you don't want to salute a sister. That man sees me, he goes, he can be walking down past Deacon Owen's house the other way. He can see me over there. Even when he wants to make sure he sees me so that he can salute me. Or you think he got a grip from my salutation. He tells us to salute all the Kedoshians. And this crazy fruitcake generation find it difficult to do that. A twisted, immature child, what you are. I'm a man. Salute one another. Hallelujah. Timothy, I have a few scriptures I'm going to close in. 2 Timothy, I like this here. This is a salutation. And his usual blessing shall, well, he knew that his time was near. 2 Timothy 4:19. He says unto Timothy, in prison there, he says, Barak, salute Priscilla and Aquila. And the household of one Sipphras. Ah, that's all right. I like that. He said, Barak them. Salute them. Tell them that I salute their home. Salute Priscilla and Aquila. And the household of one Sipphras. Titus 3:15. All that are with me salute you. Greet them that love us in the faith. He tells them to salute them that love them in the faith. The free unmerited love and the favor of Yah be with you all. So it is so, so be it. May it be fulfilled. I conclude with this last verse. In Philemon, the prisoner, the servant, the bound one, and yet he was free. Philemon 1:23. He said, there salute you, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Yeshua HaMashiach. That we are prisoners. We've been bought with a price. We're no more our own than we salute one another in HaMashiach. It enriches your life. It shows you the state of your character and the beauty of your personality. That's what it does. Hallelujah. I've walked in places around here. Believe me, when you walk in places around here with some of these hillbillies, they don't speak, but that does not stop me from speaking. I walk in places and they are as cold as Arctic ice water. And I will walk in a place and I will say, howdy, how are you all today? And there's not even a mutter. Well, what it does, it actually brings a conviction upon them. They don't even know how to respond. So what do you do? Well, I began to engage. That's the kind of person I am. And I've done it many times. And I would do it because I know what kind of response I'm going to get. I would do it purposely. I go and roar it sometime. They're sitting around chewing tobacco and all of that mess. And I will speak. I will say, how are you all today? She always takes care of me. She really does now. The woman really, really does. She looks, she really does. Preacher, I got this preacher, I'll take preacher. And of course I will speak, how are you all today? And no one respond. No one. Am I offended? Not at all. That doesn't offend me. By the same token, I go in the bank. There's not one of those tailors there in that bank. They really do not know me. But when I come in there, they all know I'm in there. And not one of them. This one will make wait on me, but they all will. Have a nice day. How are you? Fine. How are you? You see, they got thoughts and concepts of us down here and me. But see, this man here, he denies or he destroys that image of that thought they have. Whether I go in there sweaty or dirty, it makes no difference at all. That's not the strength of my character. The strength of my character is the visibility and the power of my HaMashiach. May I bless you all tonight. Bless you all. Bless your sister, Dot. Wonderful to see you. May Yah barak you all, you that are listening. May He strengthen you tonight and learn how to barak one another. Hallelujah. and be helpers one to another. Now, I want to tell you all now, we don't have that many brothers here. The labor is intense now, and sisters. Now, I'm telling all of you sisters, you may have a little ailment, but you can help. And you help. Now, some of you sisters, you're cowardly. I get on my wife because she's cowardly. She's afraid because of how you're going to respond. I'm telling you, sisters, you cannot do that in the world. And some of you all miss this and that. You know you have responsibility. You cannot do that on a job. You will call in and let them know that you will not be there. And you're going to do that here as well. So if I have to come up there, take everything over, give me the list, I will tell you what you're going to do. Hallelujah. And that's what you're going to do, all right? Sure you are. If we got a woman like this woman, Miss Baraka, gets up at 4:30, you sisters need to learn how to get up in the morning. She gets up at 4:30. Yeah, you're lazy. You get up at the last moment. Get up. Begin to refresh yourself. Ain't nothing like that. Can I tell you all something that will give you more energy than anything? Will you all believe me? Will you believe me if I tell you? Will you really believe me? It's a simple portion. It will cost you, probably cost you about nothing to get it. Can I tell you? You know what it is? It's exercise. You got to exercise to get energy. That's why some of your energy is less because you don't exercise. You do nothing. The poisons are inhibiting you. You know, Brother Shaul said to me, he said, Pastor Robbins, I was inspired. You inspired me. You inspired me when I was there. Because I just finished up the foreword to his book. So I had Sister Robbins to read it. She said, it sounds like you know what you're saying. I said, no, I don't know what I'm saying. I just know what I'm writing. Hallelujah. It sounds like you know what you're talking about. So he writes me, say, Pastor, my, what a foreword to this book, my. No, I don't boast in nothing like that, brother and sister. If I'm going to do something, I want it to be done with the quality of purity. I don't care what it is. But as far as the ambience of this place, I want no son. Mm-mm. This is our home. This is my home. May not be you. This is my home. I don't want Brother Dale coming home and say, what the hell is this? Nasty looking place. I want him to ride up and say, man, I'm glad to be home. I don't even know how. I look at this month, electric bill, $2,000. I say, yeah, how do we do it? But it doesn't put no burden on you. But exact nothing. That's right, sister. Electric bill, $2,000. Telephone bill, the telephone bill, cell phone for the brothers, that'll be about $400. Car insurance, $1,000. Just them three bills. That's a lot of money. Yeah, that's not. The average week offering here, $1,400, $1,200 really. When Brother Kevin and Brother Dale do not get paid, you hear me? That's what it is. The business, Brother Dolphins, they're not really bringing in anything. They really are not. That, when you all took that trip, sisters, that was $3,000, over $3,000. Just for that. Well, you didn't give me but six, you gave me $100, $3,000. Whether you believe it or not. $3,000. You understand. I go to Sam's. I spend $400-$500 every month. That's just with the minimal things I get. The chickens alone cost $250. Another $200 if I buy five of those boxes of fish. My bread, oatmeal, $200. What's left? Tell me. Ain't nothing there. And yet Yah keeps blessing, proving himself. You want that in the world, you say what you want to, hypocrite. It will take you a nickel. You will not have a dime. You will not have money to splurge and do what you want to. You think you will. You are a fool. Did you all read in the paper today? You'll see it tomorrow again. What China says to America. Because the deficit is, it's almost like every... The GDP, gross domestic product, it is the amount of product a nation produces. And what determines that is how much a deficit or trading deficit is what they send out compared to what comes in. If they send out $10 billion and they bring in $7 billion, then they have a surplus. But if they send out $10 billion, they bring in $20 billion, they have a $10 billion deficit. So China owns $1.3 trillion in bonds and T-bills, treasury notes. And they said, you try to do something against us, We will pull our money from your market. The dollar is falling, brothers and sisters, every day. The euro is gaining such great. Everybody wants to buy their oil in euros. They want euros. They don't want the dollar bill. Bring it down, Yahweh. Hallelujah. We're going to find out what kind of faith you got, all right? Do you really love him for the fish and the loaves? Are you sincere? And there are many of you in here that are not sincere, right? Hallelujah. And that's the truth. And I know you. There ain't nothing you can do. Not here, with this man here. That's the truth. As some of you, if it wasn't for your husbands, I wouldn't even deal with you. I want to read this letter. Brother writes me from Europe. I want to read this quickly. He says, I want you to hear this. He says, Pastor Roberts, dear Pastor Roberts, praise Yahweh. How can I express my gratitude to him for drawing me to your website and to the great work you are doing through Yahweh's power that is at work within you? The email could be very long for all that I would like to share with you and ask you, but as I want it to be read, and I do really desire your response, I will try to be brief on my first occasion. My wife and I lives in Norwich, England, and worship alone in our home on Shabbat. And there is no local group to which we feel we can be rightly attached. We have been using the Kadosh name for over 14 years and have been keeping the Shabbat about 24 years. I have been a believer for the past 31 years. Last Shabbat, we became tired of having to listen to the Christian songs that use God and Lord and start searching the web for Yahweh's song. The truths of Yahweh are hard to find in this pagan country. Our search led us to your website. There we found not only song, but fiery sermons from you, Pastor Roberts, who speak the truth as no one else we know, say, in much conviction, boldness, strength, without apology or compromise. I like it. Yahweh does not want us to be cold, lukewarm, double-tongued. If we are really speaking his messages, but to speak with authority, fearlessness, declaring, thus saith Yah. I feel Yahweh has led me to you at this particular time. I do a lot of writing, and he sent me an article today, and I am motivated to draw closer to Yahweh and encourage others to do the same. My heart is crying out for more of Yahweh, that I may know him in all of his power. There's a deep longing in my heart for more of Yahweh than I have found. I'm hungry, thirsty, and passionate for him, for I delight with the increased number of occasions of Yahweh's intervention in my life. I am watching to see if finding your website is one of those occurrences. I am an ordained elder minister in Yahweh's assembly in the USA. I would be willing to share with you some of my writing. However, it's more important for me at this stage to learn from and about you, to see how our relationship develop in time, Yahweh's will. He says when he sent this letter, he says in the subject, a pearl found. I found a pearl. I found the pearl. For there are not many that will warn this wicked world. There are those that are afraid because of the faces of the people, their wicked attitudes. I'm not afraid of any of you all. I'm not afraid of anyone leaving. I am not at all. And that's just the truth. I'm not afraid of your little shallow emotions. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. You need to grow up and mature and act like a woman or a man. And you will know you're a man because you have the Ru'ab Yah. You will know you're a woman because the spirit of your headship, you understand that you don't defy it. Hallelujah. I'm thirsty this wind. It's hot, but it's dry. May Yah enrich you all. May He strengthen you all. You that are listening, may His Ru'ah rest upon you all. May He strengthen you all. And Toda Yah for you all. You that are listening, you send an offering this week. I do want to. Brother Ricky is looking for a radio station that we can get on. I enjoyed his fellowship, his home. He was very hospitable, his wife. Those little girls he got, they are something. That's what. What's that little one? Boy, he said, now she is a robust one. She is the one, the outgoing one. So I walk up to her and she looks at me like this. And she goes, I said, that's all right. That's how she gave me that. She literally, that little thing like that. She looks at me And I walk over to her. She looks at me. And she goes, give me a hug. And the other ones, they were a little more reserved. But that one, she was not reserved at all. I said, like that. Give me another one. So it's a very beautiful spirit he had in his home. His wife, very hospitable, very kind, very generous. It was a very delighting time just to spend an hour. We stayed about an hour and a half, 2 hours before we came home because we left early that morning. We spent a little time with a group that came from Myrtle Beach, and they're going to be coming here soon. And the group that came from Myrtle Beach and Pastor Hunter, and then we stopped by Brother Ricky's house. It's very hospitable, very kind, and very nice. Yeah, barak y'all. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all. Be encouraged. Learn how to barak one another. Come on, Brother Aaron. You want to pray for us tonight and dismiss us? Come on, little brother, my priest. You want to do that? You're scared. All right. That's all right. In all things we do, barak you, our bar. Bless your people. Go with them. Give them strength. Our listeners, the Yisraelite congregation of Yisrael. Bless them all tonight in Yeshua's mighty name. We barak you. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Shalom.